from the Tzir Dalan Amnalf, the Gemara asks on Abchia, how could it be right from the Mishnah? In Abchia's case, the Malva has Eidim, the Leiva does not. Over here, just like one person has Eidim, the other person has Eidim. And still it makes a shua. So rather, the Raya is to the other member of Abchia. Man of the Biotchen, he says you only have 50. Ve'helach, he's Chayiv. Because Helach is also Maidim Mikzas. And the Raya from the Mishnah is, Shnai Mechsa Metalis, the part that the other one is Teifis, is Helach, and you see him make a shua. If Shesha says Helach is Pater, because it's if the person has it, and the other 50 is not being Maidim, so there's no Maidim Mikzas. And the Mishnah is Takana Sacham. Reb Chiya says it's a Takana Sacham, but if Medirai say Helach is Chayiv, the Abbanah can misak on such a shua. But if Helach is Pater, how could the Chamim misak on a shua that we don't have an Atayr? The Gemara is Akashiv, it says Slime Dinrim. The Malva says 5, the Leva says 3. Shimon Elazar says since he's Maidim Mikzas, he makes a shua. Rabbi Akiva says he's Mesha Vedin, he's Pater. You see from Shimon Elazar that it's only because he said 3. But if he said 2, you'd be Pater. And the Shtar is considered like Helach. So you see, Helach is Pater. The Gemara says no, 2 would also be Chayev. And the reason why it's Shalosh is Lafuki from Rabbi Akiva that you're a Meshra Veda, Kamashal and Maidim Mikzas. So Shimon Elazar should say, Avze Yishava. The Gemara says, really, Shtaim is Pater. And Helach is Chayev. But the reason why you're Pater is because you have a Shtar that helps you. Or because the Shtar is Shibir Karkois, and you don't make a Shvua and Kviyus Shibir Karkois. The Gemara is another Lashon from the Seifa. Rabbi Akiva says, you may Shavid and you're Pater. It's only because of Shalosh. If it'd be Shtaim, you'd be Chayev. But Shtar is like Helach, you see Helach's Chayev. The Gemara says, no, Shtaim is also Pater. The reason why it says Shalosh is Lafuk of Shimon Elazar. And to tell you a Chiddush that you may Shavid. And it has to be like that because if Shtaim is Chayev, how are you Pater by 3? You're making a harama. Because if you'd say Shtaim, you'd have to make a Shvua. And the reason why you said Shalosh is that you'll be a Meshra Veda and you'll be Pater. So obviously Shtaim is Pater. It's a Kasha Ter Bchiyo. The Gemara answers over there the Shtar helps you, or because it's Shibit Karkois. The Gemara has a Kasha if he's playing Kalim and Karkois. He's Maidan Kalim and Kaifer and Karka. Or he's Maidan Karka and Kaifer and Kalim, he's Pater. If he's Maidan Mixes Karka, he's Pater. Mixes Kalim is Chayiv. It's only because it's Kalim and Karka, because Karka is a Lav Bashua. But if it would be Kalim v Kalim, similar to Kalim and Karka, you'd be Chayiv. And that case is Helach, so you see Helach is Chayiv. The Gemara says, no, Kalim and Kalim is also Pater. The reason why it says Kalim and Karkois is to say a Chiddush that if you Maidan Mixes Kalim, you're Chayiv even on the Karka, because the Kalim is Zekik to Karka for a Shua. But the Gemara says it's in before Shemishna. The Gemara says, here is the Iker, over there, it says it Agav Gror. According to Shita, the Helach is Pater. Why do you need a Pasuk to Maid Karka from Shua? Every Karka is Helach. You need the Pasuk if he dug holes in it. Or if he was tying Kalim or Karkois, he's Maid in Kalim and Kaifer in Karka.